The images are everywhere, in motel rooms, little girls' bedrooms, on jewelry boxes and journal covers, ballerinas stretching, waiting motionless in a corner, limbering up at the ballet ball. We know these scenes from our earliest memories, The Ballerinas by Edgar Degas. But the popular French artist, a southerner? Really? Well, kinda. The artist's mother was a French Creole woman from New Orleans, Celestine Mousson. Edgar was the oldest of five children, all raised in Paris. But Edgar, at age 38, visited New Orleans to see his family. His brothers had settled there, and stayed for 5 months to explore the wonders of the Big Easy. Degas was intrigued by this exotic world of black and white cultures he found, as well as the architecture, mule-drawn omnibuses, and steamboats docked right at the city's edge. "Everything is beautiful in this world of people," he said. Because his eyes were weak, the artist focused on interior scenes and portraits, mostly of his relatives. Of the 40 drawings and paintings he produced during his brief visit, a cotton office in New Orleans, 1873, is his most memorable and monumental. The business was part of the family on his mother's side, and the complex composition shows his brother as one of the 14 figures. These are not frenzied business types, frantically about their day's cotton exchange business. Only 3 of the 14 men appear to be actually working. The old man in the foreground casually cleans his spectacles. Degas' brother, René, lolls in his chair, reading the Daily Times Picayune paper and smoking. Another onlooker lounges against a ledge. Bookkeepers look half-heartedly at some ledgers. Several men inspect the cotton stretched out on a table at the rear, looking at and grading the fibers in a decidedly languid way. No one seems to be doing very much. The Louisiana humidity is almost visible in the painting. It is simply too hot to rush around. It is a fabulous painting of the cotton broker's office post-Civil War. New Orleans has capitalized on this brief visit of the famous artist. A bed and breakfast and museum in the actual house where Degas lived during his stay, a Degas cafe, sandwiches, wraps, and oysters, all specials named Degas citywide. Several books and even a play chronicle his brief sojourn in the Crescent City. Degas, who called himself a son of Louisiana, was the only French Impressionist ever to visit the United States. His records of the people and the business of the city are memorable. Forget those ubiquitous ballerinas. I will take the artist's compelling view of the Southern cotton brokerage on a sweltering summer afternoon any day.